In the Dr. Seuss book, it was the Grinch who stole Christmas. But for some Midwest tree growers, it may be the drought who eventually steals the holiday. Danny Molds owns Kris Kringle's Trees just north of Cedar Falls, Iowa. He says the hot, dry summer took a harsh toll on his newly planted seedlings.
We did lose about 15,000 Christmas trees in a 46-acre farm. And we did lose, you know, the thing with the fir trees, you know, we lost not just, you know, the little ones that we planted this year, and we lost, you know, last year's.
Had those young trees survived, they would have been ready for harvest in 2019. Because the drought was so widespread, Iowa Department of Natural Resources District Forester Mark Vitage says in the future it may be harder to find the more popular varieties.
You have to have each size in your rotation to be able to have enough trees to grow every year. So they've lost a year. So I would say in the next 6 to 9 years, that's where the gap will probably be.
The good news for now is that most of the mature trees are okay. Danny Mold says there'll be plenty of Scotch and white pines available this season, and he's made arrangements to supplement his supply of firs, which are popular for their silver-green branches and their aroma.
We have a really nice relationship with a lady in Wisconsin where we cut our trees fresh and we get them down here, and we bring them about a day to 2 days earlier before we open and get them set up.
Molds is among dozens of growers affected throughout the Midwest. He says, fortunately, not all those suppliers are suffering. In fact, he'll be turning to them for his replacement stock.
Our growers are the, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota. But they're irrigated. It's irrigated, so they're fine, you know, and they just do seed. We get seedlings in, so we're bringing them in, you know, about the 12 inches for the fir trees, and some of the whites and scotches might only be 6 inches. We like them a little smaller just because they can kind of sometimes adapt a little better.
Iowa State University outreach experts estimate between 60 and 80% of the evergreen seedlings planted in Iowa in 2012 did not survive. Similar reports were filed in Nebraska and parts of Illinois. Molt says what makes the situation even more difficult is that he can't file a claim to recoup what he's lost.
And we don't have any insurances for this. You know, we're not a corn or soybean, so we don't get subsidized on that side. But, you know, we'll weather, you know, the storm here a little bit, and we'll replant. I don't think I'll double what we planted last year for this year, because then all of a sudden in 2019 or 20, I'll have more trees than I can do it with anything with.
Mold says Christmas tree growers know the risks of the business. If it's not weather-related, sometimes it's insects or wildlife that reduce the profits. He says he knows of an Iowa producer who had part of his crop eaten by deer in 2011 and had the rest of it destroyed by this year's drought. I'm Pat Blank for Harvest Public Media.